right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, we are talking about a movie that was not very well reviewed by the critics, and it did not do very well at the box office, but it's out now on VOD. My dad loved it, so there's that. It is Stuber, the movie about an Uber driver who is forced to go on a cop's run around the city trying to, you know, catch a criminal, starring Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista. It is a comedy, it is pretty ridiculous, and honestly, it's not that bad. I mean, it, you know, it's not the best movie of the year by any means, but I think it's going to find an audience, and we get into it during the episode, talking about the reasons why we think that there are going to be some people that do connect with this. Joining me for the first time is Isaac from the Broken Mug podcast, and we had a great time talking, and Isaac is actually a podcaster here in Las Vegas. And he is helping to spearhead an organization called Podcast NV that helps get podcasts here in Nevada seen and heard. And so he's doing a great thing there. It's just this awesome organization that is going to hopefully help build up a community of podcasters here in Las Vegas and throughout Nevada. And so I'm very happy to help support what he is doing there. And I'm glad to have him here. I mean, his own podcast is a movie podcast, The Broken Mug. And so it's kind of a perfect fit to everybody be helping to promote each other and doing the whole thing. So we'll, of course, have plugs for Podcast NV at the end of the episode and links for where to find it. But I do want to remind you, as always, to find us on social media. You can find Piecing It Together at Piecing Pod on all the big social media sites. You can follow and subscribe to Piecing It Together wherever you listen to podcasts. And rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be awesome. So, you know what? Without any further ado, let's get into this conversation about Stuber. All right, so today on the show, we got with us a new co-host with us. We've got Isaac from the Broken Mug podcast. Isaac, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. This has been a busy couple of weeks. So many movies, just back to back to back. But we managed to fit in Stuber, and here we are. We're gonna talk about it a little bit. I'm excited.
yeah, I'm pretty amped about it.
Yeah. So, you know, before we get into talking about Stuber, since it is your first time on the show, why don't you tell people a little bit about what you do and your podcast and everything?
So The Broken Mug is a podcast about films. Basically, we just pick a film, watch it, and have a discussion about it. I have a co-host on there, Jesse Gillan, and it depends on what the movie is. Sometimes we have an argument about it because we have total disagreement.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're just both praising it because it's such a great film. So it's a lot of fun. If you guys are interested in more film podcasts, come check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really great show. I've listened to a few episodes so far, and you guys have really, really cool conversations on there. I dig it. Absolutely. What was the most recent one? I think was the Men in Black, right?
Yeah, Men in Black was the most recent. Yeah. And for anyone that listens to it, if you're really interested in it, it's unscripted. So that's what makes it really fun.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I still haven't seen that one, but yeah. So all right, let's get into some Stuber conversation. Was this a movie that was like big on your radar before we ended up going and seeing it?
I'd say it was about 50-50, kind of one of those films that you see the trailer to in the theaters and you're like, oh, that looks like fun. I'll see it if I get some time.
Sure. And then we made time. We made it work. But
yeah,
when it was weird because usually, like, and I've talked about this on Twitter before, actually, usually a Red Band trailer is going to be filled with some of the, like, the really best jokes and stuff like that. I felt like the Red Band trailer for this movie was just awful and it looked so bad. And the regular trailer actually had some better moments and stuff like that. And I don't know. I just found that really surprising going in. And I kind of think it kind of carried through to the movie too, because you know, when it's just, you know, Kumail Nanjiani doing, like, you know, like the kind of silly beta male stuff and, like, them just arguing and bickering and all that kind of stuff, that was some of the best stuff. And then when it got to, like, you know, and I love dirty humor and stuff like that, but when it got to that stuff, I felt it was just kind of, I don't know, misplaced a little bit. But I'm sure we'll end up getting into a lot more of that as we're getting into these puzzle pieces. Why don't we jump into your first puzzle piece for Stuber?
So my first puzzle piece was based off of the scene kind of midway through the film where they actually fought. And this was, to me, the first inspiration just popped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Was Lethal Weapon.
Nice.
I just had a very vivid vision of Lethal Weapon when they both fell on the ground and then they look at each other and start chuckling after they just spent like a good couple minutes beating the nonsense out of each other.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, no, it definitely is part of a long tradition of that, like, mismatched buddy cop kind of movie. And and when, like I said, when it works, it works. But when they stray too far from that is when I think the movie starts to stall a little bit. But they definitely did have some good chemistry and some good funny moments between the two of them. I would you know, I'm just going to kind of like just double up right there with your first puzzle piece. I'm going to go with another buddy cop movie because the first one that I had thought of was actually Rush Hour with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, which, you know, kind of the same thing. Go, you know, building up that same exact feeling that the mismatched buddy cop kind of thing. Just, you know, they're totally getting on each other's nerves and, you know, just so much humor and comedy comes from that.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because I actually thought about Rush Hour.
Yeah.
And I struggled with it because I was like, how could you really get inspiration for that for Stuber? And I decided not to put it on my list of puzzle pieces.
Uh-huh.
But I could totally see where you could see like the Rush Hour kind of feel to it because there is, like you said, that mix of mismatchedness, and Rush Hour is one of those classics of mismatched East meets West.
Absolutely.
Type of movie.
Yeah, you get definitely some humor out of specifically, like, not just them getting on each other's nerves, but out of the cultural differences and stuff like that too. And you know, there's a lot of funny jokes like about Batista's race and stuff like that in this.
Yeah,
which are some of the better parts, I think. And I think there's just like a pretty clear line. Like, honestly, if you were to go back to Lethal Weapon and just start drawing that line, you'd eventually pass through Rush Hour on your way to Stuber, you know?
Yeah, and there's also a lot of funny jokes in terms of generation gap there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the jokes that made me laugh the most, I think, throughout the film, were the generational gap jokes. One thing I remember from the trailer was the whole baby pistol joke.
Oh, yeah.
And when I noticed it wasn't in the movie, I was like, oh, that was... I kind of missed that joke.
Yeah, totally. They did that with a few of the jokes from the trailer, but you're right. That a lot of that generational stuff and, like, you know, stuff about even just his phone and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's plenty of jokes in there, and I guess for a movie called Stuber that's like based on Uber, like, they kind of have to. One weird thing, I guess, as long as we're talking about the technology aspect, I think it's so weird that they made a movie called Stuber and they couldn't use the Uber app. Like it wasn't like the actual Uber app. It was like some like stand-in for it. Did you notice that?
Well, so when they show the graphics for like the map and stuff, yeah, it's totally noticeable that it's not the actual Uber app. But I'm trying to think, and I don't think I ever noticed them actually clicking on the app to start it up. So every time we get a shot of it, we're already in the app.
Yeah.
So the assumption is made by the audience, oh, it must be the Uber app.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless they're familiar with it.
It's kind of like when they're like going to Google on a movie, but it's like, you know, search page or whatever, that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, they certainly got a lot of mileage out of that. The whole Uber, like, I wonder if they paid for the rights to the name. Like, they obviously didn't get the app images itself, but I mean, they named the whole damn movie after Uber. Like,
I don't know that they could. I think it's kind of a gray area. I'm definitely no legal expert.
Sure. Yeah.
But my opinion would be that it's the gray area, because if you think about it, Ubering is kind of a verb nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's so
if this movie came out 10 years ago, it would be called Staxi or Stab. But yeah. That is an awful joke. What do you got for your next puzzle piece?
This one was a bit of a stretch, but it's a movie that really is one of my favorites, and I think it's a classic, Crank.
Oh, nice.
And the reason I picked Crank was not really because of the plot or anything, but I felt like they took inspiration for that kind of day in the life aspect of it. And Stuber, yeah, it takes place, you know, we kind of get the beginning of it years before, but then the core of the movie takes place over one day.
Yeah.
And we're really following the antics, kind of just beat after beat throughout the day. And it's really rushed through, mm-hmm. kind of the same way that Crank was, where, you know, we wake up in the morning and we're going beat after beat throughout his day as he tries to find something. So
sure.
I felt like there was some parallels there, and that's what eventually got me to put that on the list.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, you know, some of the action sequences are like really freaking crazy, especially towards the end, like the last 30 minutes or so. And so, I mean, that just ramping up the action to very, very over the top levels. You know, again, as I was saying earlier, like I wish some of the comedy went, you know, more in that direction. I also wish some of the action went even more in that direction. I think they could have really, you know, driven home that just over the topness and craziness. But, you know, still, I completely see what you're saying, though, with Crank. I think it's, you know, definitely a good puzzle piece. Another movie, which is actually my next puzzle piece, that kind of deals with that whole, you know, just being like this one crazy night for these characters. It is the Michael Mann film Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx, where Tom Cruise is a hitman who basically commandeers Jamie Foxx's taxi and makes him drive him around on his errands through the night of doing, you know, crime shit. And I think this is in a lot of ways like a comedy version of that same basic story.
Yeah, wow. I can't believe I totally forgot about Collateral.
I haven't seen it in years.
I haven't either, but preparing for this podcast, one of the first things I was thinking in my mind was like, geez, what movies have I seen that are similar to that?
Sure.
And I think personally, since it's my first time doing it, that was a little bit of a struggle at first, because for me, I tend to try and look at movies within itself. I don't usually try to compare them to others, so it was a different exercise for me, a very fun exercise.
Yeah.
But wow, you saw my face as soon as you said Collateral.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different way of looking at things. And yeah, I mean, that was definitely, like, for me, it was like one of the first ones, because I mean, like I said, I haven't seen it in a long time, but it is just such a standout movie. I mean, you know, that is such a great Tom Cruise performance, and Batista is basically a kind of a goofier, almost more cuddly version of that, yeah. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what do you got for your next puzzle piece?
My next puzzle piece is, I'm not sure how many people may have heard of this film. It's kind of an obscure film. I don't think it was in theaters, to be honest.
Okay.
Next Day Air.
Next Day Air. I don't think I have heard of this one.
So this stars I can't remember his name, but the guy from Scrubs, the buddy of the main character.
Donald Faison.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So he stars in this film, and it's a film about a delivery package guy who delivers a package to an apartment, and these apartments, the package that's being delivered is under shady circumstances, and because of this, now everybody is looking for him because he knows what happened to the package.
Sure, yeah.
So it's a pretty interesting movie. I think it was very well made in terms of the low budget that they had, but what reminded me about Next Day Air was that whole somebody who's in the wrong place at the wrong time,
mm-hmm.
and then getting involved in everything that's now happening as a result of
sure.
some sort of coincidence that happened, that they just happened to be there.
Yeah, that's a really fun, I don't want to say trope, but I mean, I guess that's what it is. But like the thing where the guy just gets like involved, even though he had no intention of, and then he's just all hell breaks loose and he's involved no matter what he wants. You know, I didn't have it on my list of puzzle pieces, but I'll just kind of like throw it in there with the movie you just said, Next Day Air. But I was thinking about Premium Rush with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, which also kind of had that kind of feel of like getting roped into like this, like, you know, crime related thing that like wasn't where they expected to go and ended up having to run all over the city, you know, doing crazy shit. But yeah, no, that's a great puzzle piece. And I have not seen that. I might have to seek that out. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a great comedy. I probably watched it a few times just because it was on TV, but it's one of those films that's kind of like, once you watch it, you're like, huh, like, why haven't I ever heard of this? This is a pretty fun film.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it sounds good. Well, I'm going to go from my next puzzle piece with a combination of two movies, sequels to each other, 21 and 22 Jump Street, with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum, which I think kind of had a similar tone and feel to this, with, like, again, the mismatched, you know, combo, one who is more of an action guy and the other one who is totally not an action guy, and but trying to fit the mold and trying to be there and show up for the situation even though he doesn't want to be. And also just mixed with like a whole lot of improv humor. It seems like a lot of these jokes were probably just scenes where they left the camera rolling and just, you know, told them to try things, especially Kumail Nanjiani, which, you know, he comes from an improv background. So I figured they probably do a lot more with him than Batista. They probably feed Batista lines the whole time. But yeah, I those movies, which are a lot funnier than they have any right to be, they're actually pretty damn good. But I felt like that tone is what they're kind of going for here.
Yeah, it was a pretty mismatched tone. The whole film, I don't think I was even really interested much in what was going to happen. I was just looking for the next laugh throughout the movie. What's the next joke?
Yeah.
What's going on now?
Yeah. No, that's totally, because I mean, especially, I mean, you know, Batista is great in, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy. So, I mean, he's kind of on a little bit of a roll right now, mainly because of that. But Kumail Nanjiani is somebody who I've just loved for a long time. He's just so funny. And I was really looking forward after The Big Sick. I mean, I was really looking forward to him to get another, like, starring role movie.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know? He is really great. And what I really like about him as an actor is he can play a pretty good range of mm-hmm. characters. So hopefully Hollywood doesn't start to typecast him, because he's definitely got that range where he can hold his own. Like you mentioned with Batista, he's on a roll from Guardians of the Angel of the Galaxy. Sorry, why did I say angels?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, luckily so far, it seems like Kumail's really kind of cutting his own path in Hollywood so far. I mean, just hopefully he gets to stay on that path, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think he'll have pretty good success as long as he sticks with some of the more indie production houses.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So what do you got for your next puzzle piece?
My next puzzle piece was National Security. That's an old Martin film. I'm trying to think of who he co-starred next to, but it's basically about a cop who comes across a guy who wants to be a cop, and they both end up being security guards on the same assignment, and
then
they get involved with this whole like bad guy thing that they accidentally uncover.
Uh-huh.
So it's a pretty funny film. It's pretty good. This is one of those films back in the day from when Martin used to be a little bit more popular. I haven't really heard from him much, so I don't really know if he was affected by some sort of scandal or he's just laying low or what's going on. But
this year he's finally getting a little bit of a comeback.
Yeah,
he was in The Beach Bum, and he steals that freaking movie. I mean, if you're a longtime Martin fan, watch The Beach Bum. Small role, but he is so freaking funny in that movie. And his like little bit that he's in it is so good. And I think he has a new stand-up special maybe or something that either just came out or it's coming out.
Yeah, he's one of those old school comedians that it's just he still holds his own. Like the other night I was playing poker,
mm-hmm.
and I'm playing poker with a bunch of Latino guys, half of which don't speak very good English, and the show Martin came up.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good of a comedian this guy is.
Yeah.
The show Martin came up, and we're all laughing and having a good time, just reminiscing about his characters that he played on the show Martin.
That's awesome.
It's great to hear that he's kind of making a comeback. I'll definitely have to try and check that out, see what he did in that film. But I really hope he does some more stuff. He's a really funny guy.
I hope so, too. Absolutely. And I barely remember National Security. I just Googled it, and I totally, after seeing like the poster and stuff that's on my phone right now, I totally do remember it, but I don't really remember the movie that well. I just remember it getting kind of trashed. But I mean, I do think it was pretty funny, though.
I think it came out right around the time Blue Streak came out. Blue Streak did a little better, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I think I kind of remember that moment when he was just doing like back-to-back-to-back movies. That was like right around Bad Boys 2 also. Oh yeah, the new Bad Boys is coming, so
yeah,
we'll get more Martin soon. All right, well, I'm gonna go with my next puzzle piece. Another thing we haven't really talked about much yet so far, but one of the main things that this movie, aside from just being a joke machine, that it was actually, it kind of had on its mind, is just like the whole thing of like toxic masculinity and like you know, like just male feelings and friendship and all that kind of stuff. And so I thought of the Judd Apatow produced I Love You Man with Paul Rudd and Jason Segel. And it's just another movie that kind of deals with like the whole bromance kind of thing and just like dudes getting in touch with their feelings and just being okay with accessing that and actually you know, not just being tough guys, which is, you know, kind of funny within, you know, the confines of a big action movie, you know, with huge action beats.
That's one I don't think I've seen. It doesn't sound familiar to me.
It came out like right after, I think, Knocked Up. So it was like right after, it was like they were on a roll with like all those Paul Rudd comedies, you know, at the time. And it was just like 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, and then I Love You Man was like the next one. And it maybe wasn't quite as big as those two.
Wait, is that the one that has the poster of like that quintessential 70s hairy chest guy?
That's get Him to the Greek. That was the other one that came out that time.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that it was like seriously, like actually you could throw Superbad in that mix too. I mean, there was seriously like four or five movies like in a row, just comedies with, you know, Paul Rudd and that whole Judd Apatow stable of comedy actors that were all in it. But I Love You Man more specifically dealt with that whole just male friendship thing and them dealing with their actual, you know, emotions and all that kind of thing.
I'll have to add that to my to watch list. Of course, that list is growing unmanageably large.
I know how it is, man, especially doing this damn podcast. It's like, because every time someone brings up a puzzle piece and I haven't seen it, I'm like, well, shit, I kind of have to watch it now, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what got me hooked on your podcast when I first listened to it. It was like, oh, this is a great source to just find out about movies I haven't seen yet.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got for your next puzzle piece?
This is actually my last one.
Okay.
But I threw a film called The Man on here, which was with, I'm blanking out right now, Samuel Jackson and and the guy from American Pie, the dad. I always forget his name.
Oh, Eugene Levy.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot all about this movie.
Yeah, it was like one of the last movies I think Eugene Levy was in that I'm aware of. But definitely when I watched Stuber, as I was watching it, I started thinking of The Man, because it's definitely, The Man is a film about this, I think he's a CIA agent or something like that. And then this just random civilian gets involved with the case. So it's kind of it has its parallels there in terms of the whole buddy cop feel to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely in there in terms of the whole, I think they could have gotten inspiration from that.
Sure, absolutely. I love that you're bringing some of these like kind of deep pull comedy movies, you know, movies that I either saw a long time ago and like barely even remember, but like I totally remember the setup and the trailer and everything, you know, and I'm like, hell yeah, that absolutely seems like that kind of
when
movie.
I told you I wanted a challenge.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. I walked out of that movie scratching my head like, what did I get myself into? And so I really dug in for some movies that I've seen that I haven't seen in years. And I basically, my list was a little longer and then I started to trim it down. And I was like, I'm going to bring my A game to this.
Hell yeah. I like it. I like it. I mean, these are definitely movies. We have a feature on the website where you can search for an episode based on which movies we talked about on the episode. And this is going to add a bunch more entries on that list that have never been talked about before. So I like that for sure. Definitely The Man hasn't been talked about on the show yet. So,
I don't think it did very well in the box office.
Yeah.
But it is, it's definitely one of those movies that you first watch it and you're just kind of like, that was okay. Like, Samuel, I don't know what you were thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you watch it a couple more times, it grows on you a little. It's kind of one of those ones, it's just like, you kind of play it on the TV as you're like cooking dinner or something. You might catch a laugh or two.
Sure. Yeah. A couple good laughs. Yeah. You know, that's the funny thing about this movie, Stuber, is you know, and I wouldn't say I loved this movie. I thought it was all right. But like critics are really tearing it up. I mean, they're, you know, really trashing it. But I saw it with a pretty packed theater and everyone was dying laughing, you know? I mean, it was definitely getting a great response from like general audiences, and I don't know, it just seems like a movie that I think people are going to kind of just love and remember, you know?
Yeah, it's has its moments in the film in terms of, like, for example, the whole, he ordered an Uber pool and he didn't even know what it was. Yeah. So he's kicking out the girls from there. And definitely, I know the critics were tearing it up, but more often than not, I feel like the critics are a little bit on the opposite spectrum that the audiences are when it comes to films.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I got one last puzzle piece as well, so I'm going to go ahead with it, and it is the Harold and Kumar series, which I think also one of our recurring co-hosts, Josh Bell, film critic, he told me this term, the Into the Night movies, which is something that you were actually kind of talking about earlier, which is these movies where like the characters, they just go on this adventure and it's like a night in their life, you know, and you know, or a day in their life or whatever, but they just go on this adventure and along the way they end up getting into all these crazy situations, meeting all these crazy characters, you know. And the Harold and Kumar series, like, I mean, kind of distills that into the most ridiculous fun kind of way.
Yeah. Yeah, those were some classic films, although I have to admit I do have a little bit of beef with those films.
Oh, yeah?
And that's because I'm not a White Castle fan.
Mm.
So I don't like how popular they made White Castle, because when those films came out and all of a sudden all my friends were like, oh, we got to go to White Castle. And I'm like, I'm not driving there.
God damn, I don't want to go there. It should be Harold and Kumar Go to Del Taco, or Harold and Kumar Go to In-N-Out, maybe. Would that be good?
No, I don't know. I think when you have films like that, they kind of use like a franchise or corporate name like that. It usually leaves a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we got a corporate name here with Uber, but I mean, you know, it's kind of perfect, I think.
Yeah, this is one of those ones where I think the name doesn't really ruin the film.
Mm.
It doesn't have really anything to do other than what the main character does.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it works pretty good. In the whole how we learn why he's called Stuber, was pretty great too.
I got to imagine this script already existed at one point and it was just a taxi, you know, and then like it was probably just like floating around, not getting made. And then just all of a sudden they're like, hey, why don't we add some Uber jokes in it? You know, just to spruce it up a little bit, make it a little extra funny and current.
Yeah, I could totally see the script existing like 10, 15 years ago before Uber came out, and then it resurfaced maybe on the blacklist or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Absolutely. Well, why don't I go ahead and do the finished puzzle, and we'll get into any of our closing thoughts on Stuber. So the finished puzzle includes Lethal Weapon, Rush Hour, Crank, Collateral, Next Day Air, 21 and 22 Jump Street, National Security, I Love You Man, The Man, and the Harold and Kumar series. So, you got any closing thoughts about Stuber?
You know, I think my closing thoughts on it is if you ever get an opportunity to troll your girlfriend's dad the way that Stuber did, go for it.
Yeah, that's definitely a good plan. Kumail knows how to do things like that. You know, he definitely knows how to troll.
I was waiting for what was going to happen, and I'm sorry for anyone who hasn't watched it. I kind of spilled some of it, but
oh, that's fine.
You're seeing the kind of the neat, you know, the traditional neat tie up everything. Where is everybody at? What's going on? And I was just in the theater like, where is he? Where'd Stuber go? What happened to Stuber? And
uh-huh.
He shows up with Batista's daughter in the film.
Do you think, you know, one question, do you think there's room if this, I mean, I don't think it's doing that good, but I mean, like I said, the audiences sure seem to love it. Do you think there's room for a sequel to this? Do you think this, like, pairing should do more?
I'm split on that. And personally, I don't tend to like sequels. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy films that just kind of stand on their own.
Sure.
Especially with all the cinema verses that we have out these days, we have enough sequels,
if you
ask me. But with that being said, I think the duo of Batista and Kumail, they're great together. Mm-hmm. Kumail really plays well off of Batista. I think he still has some room to grow as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I still have a hard time not seeing him as a wrestler. So
yeah, right.
I feel like he's still coming off of that, but he is starting to hold his own as well when it comes to certain films. Hopefully he doesn't keep getting put in these like macho type police roles.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they definitely need to write a little more for him or something. Like that's like one of the biggest problems is that this movie relies so much on him being blind and bumping into things because he's a big dude, and big dudes bumping into things is funnier. It's like they need to give him actual jokes and stuff, you know.
Well, we might see something in his next film coming up. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but
the one with the little girl.
Yeah,
you know, it's been delayed till next year.
Really?
Yeah. The studio is having some kind of money issues, and they had to cancel the release of it. It was supposed to come out next month. That's a shame, because he's been on like a roll lately. I mean, that must really suck. But yeah. I think it's coming out in February now, so hopefully it'll be good when it finally comes out, though. I mean, it's got a pretty good trailer.
Yeah, the trailer is pretty good, but that's why I mentioned I hope he doesn't keep getting typecasted, and they give him the opportunity to maybe see what he can do.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't have much faith in much more from him, but yeah.
Well, I guess we'll find out. But yeah, I think that about does it for Stuber, though. Do you have another movie you've seen recently that you'd like to recommend?
I'm trying to think. I think it's called Booksmart.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, that was a really great film. Really funny. Kind of in that whole like super bad esque comedy sort of thing. But what was really refreshing about it was that it was from perspective of some high school girl. So we're not watching the typical boy senior year trying to lose their virginity deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it was really funny. There's some intellectual jokes in there where you know, if you're not really thinking about it, they kind of just zoom over you.
Yeah.
But even then, if you're not really into the intellectual jokes, they got a lot of good gags and running gags throughout the movie that just kind of fall into that kind of slapstick comedy style.
Sure. Right? Yeah, it's definitely got a good wide range. And honestly, that is a movie that not enough people went and saw. So if you're hearing this, you know, it's still in theaters, I think, right now, probably another week or two. Go see it before it leaves theaters, because it's definitely, I got to agree with that recommendation. Definitely go see that. Isaac, where can people find your stuff?
Basically, you could probably just Google The Broken Mug and it'll probably come up. The website is thebrokenmug.fireside.fm. And we're basically on any platform. If you do happen to find a platform that we're not on, feel free to shoot us a message and we'll probably try to get on there.
Right on. And what's going on with the podcast NV?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. Podcast NV is it's a new community that I started up, and you pretty much joined in right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We're focused on Nevada-based podcasts, so right now we're not really doing much because we're still trying to gain some traction. But with that being said, if you are a podcaster and you're listening to this and happen to be in Nevada, feel free to go to podcastnv.com and check it out. It doesn't cost anything to join. Really, the only requirement is you have a podcast and you're in Nevada.
Nice.
But we're basically community driven, looking for people that want to just participate, discuss with people. Once we get more people, we'll probably start looking into meetups and that sort of thing. Just to kind of help people get their feet wet with podcasting.
Sounds awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how you continue to grow that thing. And I still think it would be a great thing for us to do like a little live show or something like that with it. I think that would be a great way to get the community going, you know?
Yeah, it will be very interesting to do a live show with that, because like I said, the only requirement is you're in Nevada and you have a podcast. So it would be interesting in the terms that it'd be a very wide range of podcasts that could be involved.
Hell yeah. I think that sounds awesome. Well, right on, man. Thanks again so much for being here. This was a lot of fun, and I'm glad we actually made it to see Stuber.
Yeah. Well, next time, till the next challenge, right?
Absolutely. We'll make it a little easier on you next time, hopefully.
Hello, everybody. My name is DeVern, and I'm the host of the Cinema Recall podcast, part of That Moment In. We are slightly different than your average movie podcast in that we don't review a whole feature. Instead, myself and a guest will break down our favorite scenes in movies and then discuss why they are so iconic. So check us out. We are available on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under Cinema Recall Podcast, and we are available on Twitter at @Cinema_Recall. We hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening.
All right, hope you enjoyed that conversation about Stuber. And speaking of Cinema Recall, I'm actually joining Cinema Recall. I'm joining the Vern this weekend to talk about Alien, the original Alien, which is in theaters this week for the 40th anniversary. So that should be fun. I'll, of course, post links once the episode is up. But yeah, always check out the podcast that we promote in our little ad spot there. We always love to give some love to other podcasts, just like Podcast NV is doing for the Nevada podcast community. So there's so much love around with all these podcasts and podcast world and all this stuff. Support everybody. It's great. So as always, I want to remind you to make sure you are subscribed to Piecing It Together on your podcast app of choice. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And you know what else you could do right now? Nominations are open for the Discover Podcast Awards. Why don't you go nominate us for Best Movie Podcast? That would be amazing if you did that. I will put a link in the show notes, although you can also find the link on our social media and everything, which you should also be following us on at Piecing Pod. But yeah, I mean, you know, if we win an award, that would be kind of cool. But I mean, I just want to make good content. But it's always nice to put a little thing. You know, my music has won some awards over the years, and as soon as I won my first award related to my music, boom, it went right on the business card, award-winning music composer. And I always find that to be kind of ridiculous, but you got to do what you got to do to get noticed, you know? So as always, I just want to thank everybody who's been out there listening to the show. Our numbers have just kept growing and growing and growing over the last couple of months, and it's just been awesome, and I really appreciate that you're all out there. Get in touch with me. I'd love to hear what you're thinking of the show. I always tell you to rate and review us, but you can just get in touch, you know, on social media or whatever. We want to know what you're thinking of the show. If you want to be on a future episode of the show, I'm just now getting started with scheduling out some late October into November into December episodes. Lots of movies are coming our way, so there's going to be a lot of movies that need to be covered. So if you ever listened and thought, hey, I want to get into some puzzle pieces, get in touch. So that does it for today. Let's leave you guys with a piece of music as we always do. And here's one I don't think I've ever played on the show before. This is from one of my free albums, Further Into the Dark, and it's called On the Outside. And, yeah, I mean, not much to say about it. It's a track. It's a B-side, but it's pretty sweet, and I figured we'll throw it in here today. So enjoy On the Outside, and we'll be back with more Piecing It Together coming out real soon.
and all points west.